Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into another edition of The Late Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Most evenings, me and producer Christopher Tubbs are in agreement with a lot of different views and opinions on topics on the show. But tonight, I think that we will start on opposing sides. And it surrounds the situation that took place recently with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Were the Pittsburgh Steelers, as an NFL organization, justified or were they out of line for putting out a statement about their players supporting Donald Trump at a rally? That's the story that people have been talking about. And in my opinion, 100% they were justified. The Pittsburgh Steelers organization was not out of line for putting out a statement after their fan base got upset. Their fans, not all of them, but a good portion of them, vented at the organization, were upset with the organization. When at this Donald Trump rally, quarterback Mason Rudolph, special teams player Miles Killebrew, and former Steelers running back Rocky Blyer, at the rally, did more than just attend the rally. Now, let me be clear about this. I have no issue with a football player, an entertainer, whoever you are. If you are a supporter of Donald Trump, you have every right to support Donald Trump. You have every right to be at a rally if that is what you want to do. And if there's backlash, there's backlash. That's fine. But I'm not on board with that being necessarily the case here. Now, Chris, you saw this. You view it differently. And you say that the organization should not have said anything or put out any statement to their fans. Why would you say that?
Correct. I don't think that any organization should have to defend what their players do in their free time. And I feel like if you're going to go out and I understand fans might disagree with Mason Rudolph or what's it, Miles Killebrew, whatever the guy's name is. I don't know, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the Steelers should have to be like, well, our fan base is so upset that we have to put out the statement saying that, you know, blah, 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 the views of the players do not represent the views of the organization. Players can do what they want on their own time, kind of like what you were saying. But at the end of the day, fans are going to be upset one way or another. I just don't think the Steelers have to go out there and essentially say what we already know.
No, and that's where I think fundamentally this is where we disagree, because I agree with you about players and what they are able to, what they want to support, and how they represent themselves individually. The same way, the same situation with the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker. Okay. In the statement that they put out, they said, quote, our alumni and current players make their own individual decisions. Mm-hmm. They do not necessarily represent the view of the entire Pittsburgh Steelers organization. This is where I disagree with you at, and this is specific to this situation.
Okay.
If anyone out there, and you feel free to weigh in, 651-461-9226, call into the show, text into the show, the talk and text line. When they are up there on the podium and on the stage, they set it up as though they were representing the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the optics of it. That's the reason why I have an issue here, and that's the reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers put out the statement, is because it was set up to make it seem as though they were representing the Steelers organization. They pulled out a Steelers jersey with 47 on it and presented it to them. That's different than just showing up to a rally and supporting your guy. When you were up on the stage and you're making it seem as though you, on behalf of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization and Mr. Rooney, are giving this man a jersey with 47 on it, to me, that's the other side of this. Being up on the stage and representing yourself is one thing, but when you present it like you are presenting it on behalf of the organization, that's where you cross the line. And that is the reason why I believe it is correct for them to set the record straight and be like, look, these guys, we got no issue with them. Mason Rudolph, Miles Killebrew, we have no issue. But the bottom line is, they said that that is on the individuals. And to me, that's the distinct difference here.
I agree with you on that point. But when you're talking about somebody going up there and giving him a jersey, I think we know. And this is where they play to some of that uneducated crowd that will go up there and say, oh my God, yes, we knew the Steelers were pro-MAGA. Even though the Rooneys have been, you know, decidedly Democrat for years.
Yeah.
I look at it
that's
as...
That's the distinct difference, though.
Yeah.
That is the difference right there in this entire situation, is that you cannot optically make it seem as though you are doing the bidding of the Rooney family, that you are representing the Rooney family. To me, that is a distinct difference between this. If Mason Rudolph is up there and Miles Killebrew, because let's be honest, nobody in the world knows who Miles Killebrew is, right? Like, Miles Killebrew is, nobody knows him. You know him now because of the jersey situation. That's the reason why you know him. To me, that is the reason why this is a talking point, and that is the reason why the Steelers stepped up. And this is across the board. With any politician, with anybody, I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, whatever. If let's say that it's Woody Johnson.
Okay.
Right? It's Woody
Johnson. Owner of the New York Jets.
Yep. Who is strongly a supporter of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the same, on the other hand, if one of the players went out there and gave a jersey to President Joe Biden and made it seem as though the Jets organization was supporting him, it'd be the same thing. So it's not, to me, it's not about Trump. It's not about a Joe Biden or Barack Obama or George.
It's not about politics. It's about the action.
It is about how it went down.
And when I'm looking at it, we know that historically organizations don't blatantly give a jersey or a helmet or anything.
I mean, you're like
to a president unless
you're
a championship.
Unless you're at a championship and you're at the White House. I get that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I go back on, this is unprecedented. So I look at it as this was just these players going rogue. That's the way I look at it.
But I don't have an issue with Rudolph and those guys being there. I really don't.
I don't either.
I really don't. But when they give the jersey in the way that they did that, I think that that changed everything. And to be fair, I think that it's fair and it's appropriate for the Steelers to speak up. Because if your fans are upset, if your fans are venting, I think that the organization has a right to say something to their fans. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Julie in Woodbury. How you doing, Julie?
I'm doing well, thank you. If I was a player, I'd be so ticked off. This, you know, leave the politics out of the sports, not only for the team, but for the whole state. It doesn't represent the whole state. It doesn't represent the whole team when you're handing over jerseys like that with the president's number. I think it's ridiculous. And like I said, if I was a player, I'd be so ticked off right now.
All right, so let me ask you this. Are you with me in that from an individual perspective, and we all have, well, to this point in America, we still have rights, right? The bottom line is, if they were just there and they were just supporters and nothing was involving the jersey in the end and it making it seem as though like the Steelers had his back, would you side with that, or would you support that part? Because I'm fine with that.
It's tradition to go to the White House, mm-hmm. but it's not tradition to, to turn it into a campaign or to a rally in support of the president like that. No, it's not. I wouldn't support it. You go out there, you do your thing, congratulations, and there you have it. But it's so obvious that, that they're supporting him, and I don't care if you support him or not, but just leave it. I'm so sick of this. Infiltrating our sports like that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the phone call from Julian Woolbeard. I will say this, and we can get on the other side. We can take more phone calls and we can take some texts. I don't, and this is just me personally, I don't have an issue with an athlete, an entertainer, whatever, voicing their opinions about politics. I don't. It's not the first time, nor will it be the last time. And by the way, Mason Rudolph, we've known this for years. This is not anything new, okay? The same way that I believe that Mason Rudolph has a right to support Donald Trump, I believe that LeBron James has the right to support whoever he wants to support, or Lady Gaga can support whoever she wants to support.
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo.
Hercules!
Do what you want to do.
Pride of the Red River Valley.
But I think that the mistake in where the line was crossed here was the jersey presentation and all of that, because it creates confusion with your fan base. Your calls, your text, next here on The Lake Show. All right, 651-461-9226. We got plenty of people weighing in via the text line, and we appreciate it. So let's dive into some of the text. From the 320, they gave him a Steelers jersey with number 47 on it, so it looks like they were representing the Steelers. Which, I will say it again, I think that that is where they specifically, the Rooney family being they, have an issue with Mason Rudolph, Rocky Blyer, and Miles Killebrew. From the 763, just keep politics and social issues out of sports. I disagree wholeheartedly with that. Politics, social issues impact our lives, every single American. And so what if an athlete is an athlete and they're a professional athlete and they get paid whatever? Like, they still got a life. If they want to speak about Palestinians, have at it. If they want to talk about China, have at it. If they want to talk about the fires in California or hurricanes in the South or whatever, drinking water in Flint, Michigan, why would you not? That is not a thing. I wish that people, that text right there is Laura Ingraham, shut up and dribble. That's come on now. What are we doing here? Why do we love Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I think we're at a time in our history where it used to be, celebrities, athletes, people out, high profile, out in the public eye, you entertain us and we don't want to know about your personal life. But now I feel like we are in a time where
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's as if you need to come out and speak up or speak against. You know, no matter which side you're on, I feel like people are wanting a little bit deeper connection, and we want to know more about the athletes and the stars and the, you know, celebrities and entertainers.
From the 612, the jersey is the company's property. Needs to be licensed as official. Yes, Henry. The optics. Another text. Henry, they should never have given him a 47 jersey, no matter who you support. Never. That's my opinion. The Steelers did the right thing. That from Dave in Wisconsin. This one from the 612. Don't actors and actresses do this all the time? Well, if you're an actor, it says everyone should have their own opinion. Actors and actresses aren't the same as team members of an organization. Like, if you're an actor and an actress, you're your own person.
Yeah, you're not representing your movie or your band or anything like that.
It's not the same thing.
Like Ted Nugent is Ted Nugent.
Yes,
he doesn't represent.
Kid Rock is Kid Rock.
Yeah, Ted Nugent doesn't represent damn Yankees. You know what I mean? And I'm going back to the early 90s. So
from the 507, I agree with Henry. The Steelers logo jersey branding is owned by the Rooney family. Players can represent themselves, but not the organization with the organization's without their consent. And that is essentially, you know, my take on it. The use of employer jersey is a fireable, voidable offense. I'm not in agreement with that. Come on now.
I mean, I understand the copyright and the trademark and everything like that, because I'm a geek like that, because I've got my own IP. You know, Henry, you've got your own IPs and trademarks and copyrights. So we know to be very protective of them and to make sure that nobody uses them without, you know, the express written consent. But and when it comes to the jersey, I just look at the presentation in this particular way is just so out of the norm that's why I personally was like, yeah, I know these guys are not representing the Steelers, because we've never ever seen this before. So I guess
do we know that?
Well, I mean,
that's not that's.
But we've never seen, because if we would have seen it, we would have heard about it. Like, where's this happened before, though?
But people don't know that, though. Like, we haven't seen it. So how do we not know that they're not doing it on behalf of the Steelers? That's the entire point.
But
that's why fans are pissed.
But we've never seen somebody present an article of clothing in a situation like this at a rally. We've never seen anything like this where you're giving a gift to a president outside of the White House, outside of a celebration.
But so you take that as they're not supporting them?
No, and I take it as these were people that did this independently of the organization. Like, if there were people that did it from the Vikings that, you know, if there was a Trump rally here, I'd be like, okay,
but that's
they don't represent the team, because they're not in a celebratory way.
That's not how this works. That's not how it works. You've got three Steelers. It's three people. It's not one guy on the stage. That's I think you're looking at it through the lens, and look, we should all tend to at times want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but that's just not what happened here. You have multiple players. And an ex-player, and a great at that, like, he's kind of like a legendary figure in Pittsburgh. So I don't agree with you on that. Text line for the 612. I couldn't agree less. Shut up and act and play your game. Shut up and sing. I don't care what you do on your time, but while you're entertaining me, I don't care about your politics. Respectfully, texter, they weren't playing a game. What are you talking about? They weren't entertaining you. They weren't on the field. You say, I don't care what you do on your own time. That was their own time. I'm trying to. What am I missing here? They weren't at the stadium. They weren't on the sidelines. This was in their downtime. It's not football season. So I'm sorry, Texas. I just don't agree with that. And I think that everybody, every American, if they want to speak up and support
different causes, have at it.
Yeah. And I just got a call from someone who was talking about the, you know, the Steelers situation. Didn't want to talk to you on the air, but was a veteran and said that it's, in his opinion, it wasn't about, you know, the Rooneys and supporting it. It was, this was about Rocky Blyer being a veteran as well and not representing veterans. Like it kind of, the impression was like people are upset more so at Rocky Blyer for being a veteran and supporting Donald Trump, because Donald Trump in their mind doesn't deserve to be celebrated in a way and looked at as this patriotic figure because he hasn't done anything to back that up.
That may be another layer to all of this, but that's not the talking point nationally. The talking point nationally isn't that veterans have an issue with Rocky Blyer. The talking point, and that's not anything that was addressed by the Rooney family in the statement. I appreciate the text. I appreciate the phone call, 651-461-9226. But coming up next, I'm going to do my best Jason DeRusha impression. I'm going to have a food truck owner in studio, Ralph's Rib Crib, the owner, Rafael Brazil. He's going to join us next on The Lake Show. All right, like I just mentioned, I'm going to do my best Jason DeRusha impression and talk to the owner of a food truck, Rafael Brazil. The food truck, Ralph's Rib Crib, he joins us in studio here on The Lake Show. And the connection that we have is I'm actually, I guess you could say technically his OG. I was a couple years older than him at Minneapolis North High School. And now he's, you know, look, he's in the food truck business. He makes food. And I want to get it out there so that people can dive into what you do and support you. But also, I just wanted to talk to you about your story because it's, you know, in life, there's a lot of different jobs and things that we do.
Absolutely.
And as we get older, man, there's like a lot of, we all have dreams and hopes, and there's not one or two or three different things that we'll do in our lifetime. There could be dozens of things that we'll do in our lifetime. So, first off, I appreciate you coming to the studio, hanging out. How you doing?
I appreciate you having me. I'm doing pretty good.
All right, so let's start with the food truck, okay? Ralph's Rib Crib. What do you serve? What do you specialize in? Because I think that just based on the name, people kind of get it.
Yeah. I specialize in smoked meats. I don't want anybody to get it confused with just regular barbecue. So it's definitely smoked weeds. Meats. We only cook with wood, so okay. There's no charcoal involved or nothing. It's all straight wood.
Okay. All right, just straight wood. And typically, if you were to do that in the process of it, how long does that kind of take? That sounds kind of intricate.
It all depends on the meat. For instance, chicken wings, something like that, smoking wings is only 3-4 hours. However, a brisket goes 14 to 16 hours.
Mm. That's interesting. So now, when you talk about your food truck, how long have you been in the food truck industry or business? Because, you know, some people, you know, it takes time. It's not something that you just overnight you say, I'm going to open up a food truck.
Right.
I know that you probably have been thinking about it for a while. How long you been in the business?
I've been in the business since 2018. I got my first trailer in August of 2018. First event was outside the grounds of the state fair. I figured if you can get outside, as many people that comes by there,
that's a big venue.
You should be able to do pretty good.
Yeah, that's a big venue.
It wasn't that good, though.
Oh, really? Really?
Right, yeah. If you're not in the fair, there's no money out there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most people, I never really thought about it that way. Because you would think that with so many people coming in and out of the fair, I guess going in the fair, people would not look to buy because they're looking to go inside the fair and buy.
Exactly.
And that's probably what you didn't calculate.
Exactly.
On the front side of it.
Yeah, they've got
that
their mind
sense.
Made up.
And plus, when you're like my producer, you know, he's going in there. He's trying to buy up everything. I mean, look at him, man. He's got the dad bod going, so it's all good. But no, in all seriousness, I mean, you live and you learn. So that was a learning experience for you back in 2018.
Yes. And at that time, I was on the side off of Como in front of Restaurant Depot.
Okay.
So I figured, I tried it again a couple years later. I figured if I can get on Snelling, there's twice as many people coming by, I should do good. Well, I did worse.
Wow.
So, yeah, definitely if you're not inside the fairgrounds, As far as food goes, I don't think there's any money out there for it.
Okay, so all right, so 2018, now we're into 2025, and we'll talk about maybe what you've learned and how things are going now. But what inspired you to get started?
I have a cousin who also has a barbecue food truck. He was my start. I worked on his truck for a few years, kind of learned the ins and outs, how the business goes, how to pick events, and I started with him in 2015, I believe it was. And then 2018, I was able to purchase my first trailer myself, and I've been rolling out ever since.
We're talking to Rafael Brazil, owner of Ralph's Rib Crib Food Truck, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, one of the things that we were talking about off air is you're talking about, like, you know, your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say that she's definitely one of those inspirations and somebody that you kind of learn from in terms of, like, seasoning.
Yes.
Or putting this all together.
Yes, absolutely. I sat in the kitchen with my granny my whole life until she just recently passed last November.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But yeah, she's definitely the inspiration. And my mom had something to do with it too, but my mom's really not a cook. She just did what she had to feed the kids.
Yeah.
But granny, she was the inspiration. She taught me the recipes, everything from back home in Oxford, Mississippi with her. So, yeah, it goes a long way.
All right, so now tell me, what would you say that you've learned, the most important thing that you've learned from 2018 till this specific time? Because, you know, when you start a business, it's never going to be easy. There's a lot of money that you put in to invest in starting it up, to get to that point of actually making money and being successful. And a lot of times when we talk about turning a profit, it takes years to turn a profit.
Oh, yes.
But the bottom line is, like, what would you say is one of the most important things that, as a small business owner, because that's what food truck owners are,
yep,
that you've learned in the 7 years you've done it?
I would say the most important thing is making sure you're available. In 2018, I thought about, you know, pulling up to different locations, parking on a regular basis, and that wasn't it. I decided to choose events where, you know, you got X amount of people showing up, you know, 2,000-3,000 people. You're going to be able to make more money that way, opposed to trying to count on 50, 100 people coming to get orders at a regular location. So anytime I don't have an event, I do pull up in Brooklyn Center, right across from the IHOP and McDonald's there. And I'll park there on some odd days where I don't have anything going on. But other than that, it's strictly events for me.
All right, so that's how you kind of figure out where you want to set up for that day. About how much in advance do you decide in terms of, like, trying to get events? Like, do you actively seek out events? Do events seek out you because your name is starting to percolate now?
Yeah. It goes both ways. I seek out, personally, the biggest events I can find. So, for instance, last year I did my first county fair, the Sherburn County Fair out in Elk River. This year I got the Sherburn County Fair again, and I also just got a call this morning for the Meeker County Fair.
Okay.
So now I got two, and I'm waiting to hear back from the Dakota County Fair. So I'm looking for the big events where there's going to be, you know, 20,000 people showing up. That way, you know, you're at least going to get what you put into it back, if nothing else.
All right. So one of the things that I think is kind of interesting in this conversation is, not only do I view you as, like, you know, a cook, food truck owner and all that, but you got to be a meteorologist. Like you got to track the weather forecast, because that's important.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing about it is that I saw that Rafael was going to be cooking, and because I've not had the food yet. Right. We're going to dive into that at some point this summer. But it looks spectacular, right? And here in Minnesota, let's just keep it 100. We're not known for ribs. We're not known for the smoked meats.
Right.
If you want to go to Kansas City, if you want to go to Texas, all these other places, whatever. But this is here.
Right.
What you're providing for people is something that people want. But I saw a video of you cooking and you're out at an event, whatever. And I said to myself, oh, my goodness, that looks so good. And so I sent Rafael a message, and I'm like, where are you going to be next weekend? And then you hit me back, and you were like, unfortunately, Lake, I ain't going to be anywhere next weekend because it's going to be raining for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 days.
Yep. The weather is so important. And that's the downside to having special events because the event's going to go on rain or shine. So,
but it can drive people away.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So you might not get as many people showing up or purchasing from you during those times. But the weather plays a very intricate part in everything.
We're talking to the owner of Ralph's Rib Crib, food truck owner Rafael Brazil, here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the questions, I think we ask this all the time of various different food truck owners that get into the business, they become popular, they get some notoriety all across the city, all across the metro, and sometimes the state. Would you like to one day have your own, like, brick-and-mortar actual restaurant?
That is the dream. That's the absolute dream. That's my goal. That's what I'm working towards. It's kind of hard because it costs so much. If you have to do a complete build-out, putting hood vents and all that stuff in there, hood vents alone are going to be close to $100,000. So right now I'm looking for a location that would have their own where it's a second-generation restaurant. It's already got the hood vents and stuff like that. I'm not worried about the equipment, fryers, grills, anything like that.
Yep.
It's the hood vents. That's the big part. And I got a buddy, Samuel Garrett. He's also a food truck owner. He's pretty much like my brother. We grew up together. And we're working on opening a location together. We've got the name picked out and everything. It's just a matter of time before we get it cracking.
All right, so now – be honest, when you travel, do you, like, kind of evaluate some of the other spots, like, around the country that's well-known for barbecue? But first off, before you even answer that question, tell the people what you cook. Like let them know what you – like, you mentioned chicken.
Yep. I do smoked wings, jerk wings, oxtails with rice, ribs.
Brisket.
For those that don't eat meat, I got fried zucchini sticks, stuff like that. Buffalo cauliflower. So I try to make sure I make something for everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But to get back to the question I was getting to was, like, when you travel, do you kind of, like, sample and see who's doing what, whether it's – I don't know where you go, but, like, for me, I still got friends in Kansas City because I lived there for 5.5 years.
Yep.
Go back to Kansas City, hang out, go grab me some Gates or some, you know, whatever, barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Different parts of the country, you kind of evaluate other people, what they do?
Always. That's a must. I want to compare myself to the locations that already have a name and, you know, where you could be from different states and – you still know about this barbecue joint or whatever the restaurant may be. So, yeah, I definitely travel around. Sometimes I'll take a flight just to go eat and then come back home.
Yeah. Final question for you. You know, is there someone that gave you advice on all of this? I know that you talk about, like, recipes and you get stuff from your grandma and all that, whatever. But in terms of, like, in the kitchen, you did a lot of this on your own. You really learned how to grind this out by yourself.
Literally. And really how it started becoming a business idea for me is my ex-wife's mom, my ex-mother-in-law, all of her friends. I used to do all the cooking for any family events. And all of her friends would always say, you need to open up a restaurant. You need to open a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I said, well, maybe I'll open up a restaurant. And then my youngest son, he's 21 now, but I believe he was like 12 years old at the time. He needed braces. And we couldn't afford it. So I took a day off, a PTO day off from work. I worked at a call center at the time doing collections. Took a PTO day, which was a Friday. That Thursday, I passed around a menu to all 600 employees that work with me.
Mm-hmm.
They selected if they wanted to buy something. I came in on that PTO day and sold the meals. I made enough money to put braces in my kid's mouth.
Wow.
And from that point...
you knew you had something.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, before we let you go, give the people the information on how they can find you, give them your socials in terms of Instagram, or however they can find Ralph's Rib Crib.
You can find me on Facebook at Ralph's Rib Crib. You can find me on Instagram at Ralph's Rib Crib 612. And then the website is currently under construction, but it's www.ralphsribcrib.com. And if you need any catering done, you can reach me at area code 720-451-3235.
Rafael Brazil joining us in studio from Ralph's Rib Crib. We appreciate you, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next. All right. Thanks again to Rafael Brazil for being in studio from Ralph's Rib Crib. And by the way, this weekend he will be at the Garage Build Bike Show. There's going to be vendors, food, drinks, music. Clearly, that's June 7th. That's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's at the Running Aces Casino parking lot.
There's nothing in the summertime like a good old food truck.
Especially, I love food trucks.
Food trucks are awesome. Like, they are one of the most underrated parts of just being out and about. And to see, you know, when he's like, I'm waiting for a call from here. I've got the Meeker County Fair. I've got the Sherburne County Fair. And it's just, like, to have to do all of that, you know, I don't know if it's cold calling, the marketing, like, everything. You've got to be extremely driven
I think when you're, in that, like, when you're talking about, like, in the early stages of trying to grow your brand and your business, yeah, it is cold calling.
Yeah.
Like you're doing everything. You're your own marketing person.
Yes.
You're the cook. You're, like, taking care of the actual food truck itself, the train, you know, moving it around, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Scheduling. Like, you're trying to do every – you are truly the CEO of your own, quote, you know, mobile restaurant.
Yeah, and I mean, listening to him talk, he sounds very salt of the earth. Just, like, you know, this is who I am. This is where
down to earth, humble.
Yeah, absolutely. And – you know, for somebody that loves, like, summertime, I love to grill. I love to barbecue. So when I see this and I hear him talking about it, like, it gets my juices flowing, because it's like you see somebody like that who's hustling and who's grinding and who has a product that's different. It's not like everybody else is where it's like, okay, everybody can do the same thing. It's like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like you said, we are not a barbecue state, but if he's going out there and, you know, he's talking about this is what I do, you know, I smoke my wings, I smoke my brisket, you know, it's not charcoal, not gas. It's all, you know, it's all wood chips. It's like, man, it sounds so good, so appealing.
I love the hustle, man.
I love the hustle. Like, there's nothing like a good hustle, and it sounds so bad, but I mean, you know, like, when you've got it, there's nothing like a good hustle, and when you succeed, you're like, man, it makes you feel good, like you've really accomplished something.
Yeah. Speaking of accomplishing something, Kelly Panik, she's accomplished a lot. You know, star with the Minnesota Frost, an Olympic gold medalist, just a star hockey player. We talked last week with the folks at Fulton Brewing, and we know that coming up this Saturday at the Fulton Tap Room, they will be celebrating the back-to-back titles for your Minnesota Frost in winning the Walter Cup again. We're going to talk to Minnesota Frost star Kelly Panik. She joins us next on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.